Growing up in South Rome was a great experience to me. It was a community where we all worked together to raise the children. We didn't have to sleep with our doors locked. It's just like it was one great big family, and we all looked out for each other.
Oh, they were just like family. Everything was quiet, and our children all, we just played together. It was a lot of fun among us because there was a lot of children up in there.
The cliche that it takes a whole community to raise a child was pretty much the way in South Rome, because if you misbehaved away from home at a neighbor's house, you would likely get a spanking and get another when you got home.
Mom bought a house on Nixon Avenue, which was the dead-end street, and it still is the dead-end street with only 8 houses on that street. And I remember when my mom bought the house and it was 5 of us home, and we had to get out and just plant grass and go and get cow manure and turn it over in the yard and just kind of do a lot of work around the house. The house still stands down on the dead end of Nixon Avenue.
Well, I was born and reared in a house located on Grover Street, and I lived there until I was grown. The streets were not real narrow streets, but they were not like they are today. And they were dirt. A city truck with a sprinkler on it would come by and sprinkle the streets to keep the dust down. And our yards, most of our yards was dirt. But we had so much pride in our community till we would get out and sweep those dirt yards to keep them clean. We just thought that you had to keep a yard clean and your house clean, so that's what we would do.
My first beginning of South Rome, it was a bad era. Every time it rained, it would flood out. Most of the streets would, you know, over flood. People would have to move out.
You couldn't see none but the top of our church, and it went all the way up in the choir stand. That whole church, it would just flood up the walls.
It used to flood to all the way to Hardy.
I can remember walking out of the house being surrounded by water, having to walk out on boards.
It started from like Wilson, Nixon. I know that it used to come to the old lady porch, Miss Lucy. It used to come to her porch, but it never went past her steps.
But now, since they built the levees, you know, they're virtually non-existent.
As a little girl, I remember the softball field and the swimming pool being down on the Hardy Street playground, which is now just the playground for the school and the community. We used to walk up and down the streets of South Rome and look at the pretty yards and talk to all the neighbors.
One lady, we remember her as the ice cream lady, because she would make ice cream and sometimes she would sell it to us. But we didn't mind that because we enjoyed the homemade ice cream. There was a man who lived in North Rome. He didn't live in this area, but he would come over to South Rome to turn gardens, and I call it plying gardens, for the people in the area. And when he finished his work, he would put us on his wagon and just take us for a ride throughout the neighborhood. And we just thought that was great.
In back of Bronx was a field, not a very large field, but a field it was. And a lot of times the older guys, they dug holes back there and they had a little miniature golf course. That's where I learned to play golf, as a matter of fact, that and on the playground.
Sister Deola Peace, she was a lady that she had a guitar, and she picked a guitar, and she sung out in front of the church and anywhere in the neighborhood. But in particular, I remember her being at two stands, what we call stands, is where people went on Fridays and Saturdays, where people who got off from work wanted to go in, drink a beer, play some cards or whatever. But Sister Deola Peace would be outside when they got ready to go in, picking the guitar and preaching. And she was a one-man church. She would, she wouldn't sing hymns. She sung songs that had a beat to them where she would stroke that guitar. And it was all about salvation and, you know, stuff like this. And if it was 9 o'clock at night, she'd be there picking that guitar and everybody be inside with no guilt, enjoying themselves.
Our church had a Sunday school picnic each year. And Reverend Vaughn was our spiritual lead at the time. they would usually charge us a small fee to ride on this truck. We would go to big seat on a truck. And if the kids didn't have the money, he would pay their way. We would go and spend a day at Silver Creek. It was Big Seat, I believe. We would spend the day. We would swim. We would play ball. Reverend Vaughn would umpire the ball games for us. And we would eat lunch. It was just, that was our vacation for the year. That was, we, families didn't have monies to go. We didn't travel a lot at that time. So we just enjoyed each other.
It was just, Saffron was a nice, quiet, good place to live. And everybody knew everybody in it. Just like a big old family.
And I would like, you know, for the youth of Saffron to know that the area in which they live is rich in tradition, not only in tradition, but it's rich in love and in understanding and patience.
Saffron is still special to me because it just feels like home. It feels like everywhere I go, somebody in the neighborhood know me and know something about me or either a family member of mine. So that's the reason why South Rome is so special to me, is because my family's been here all of my life. So it's family to me. Anywhere I go here, I'm sure I could eat at anybody's house.